Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New Jersey's top officials aren't ready to announce a motive in yesterday's deadly shooting in Jersey City. A police officer and two gunmen are among the six people who were killed. KYW's Andrew Kramer has the latest.
There's been a lot of rumors swirling as to why two people opened fire in a kosher market in Jersey City after killing a cop, but New Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Graywall wants to put an end to the speculation right now.
We recognize that many in the community are anxious to learn about what happened, to learn more about what happened. And we're committed to providing additional information as soon as we can confirm the accuracy of that information.
He did link the two suspects, though, to another murder that happened nearby over the weekend. He and other officials also had lots of praise for how law enforcement handled the shooting. Here's Governor Phil Murphy.
If not for the tremendous work of law enforcement, from the immediate response of the Jersey City Police Department, to the support from the state police and local and federal agencies, we would be coming to terms with a much starker reality.
Murphy says there are no more security concerns in the state related to the shooting. Officials are also warning about scams popping up where people are pretending to be relatives of the victims, asking for money through fake GoFundMe accounts. Look out for those. Andrew Kramer, KYW News Radio.